Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, says the Kingstown Clinic has moved to the Victoria Park from today. Ms. John said this is being done to ensure that other medical services can be provided at the Kingstown Clinic.
As we go through the next couple of days, over the next couple of weeks, we are going to make some adjustments and we inform the public accordingly. I can inform you of one of those adjustments is that the Kingstown Flu Clinic is going to be moved to Victoria Park. And okay. So regular clinic will be assumed at the Kingstown Health Center. So for those persons who are in the Kingstown district and you're going to be seeking care for those persons who have flu-like symptoms, etc., your new location would be at the Victoria Park. And for those persons who are seeking care outside of COVID, you can now resume your services at the Kingstown Health Center. And so all of this is part of our rollout to have that continuity of care for persons. Because while we're still dealing with the pandemic and dealing with all the challenges and all the detection and the containment measures, we still have to ensure that those persons who need the care that they need still can have access to those services.
That was Shanika John, the Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. In the region, Jamaica recorded 1,593 new COVID-19 infections on Friday, a new one-day record. The cases were confirmed from 2,527 samples, resulting in a positivity rate of 49.9%. The total number of confirmed infections in Jamaica since the start of the pandemic now stands at 101,056. Six more persons have also died from the disease, increasing that country's death toll to 2,495. And in Trinidad and Tobago, just over 1,100 public servants were vaccinated last week as the government works on a plan to create safe zones at public offices and to furlough unvaccinated employees. On Saturday, Health Minister Terence Dayal Singh said between Monday and Friday last week, 1,109 public servants accessed COVID-19 vaccines at the government's dedicated vaccination sites. However, he said other public servants could have gone elsewhere to get vaccinated. And in the international arena, research suggests that natural defenses against a common cold could offer some protection against COVID-19 as well. The small-scale study published in Nature Communications involved 52 individuals who lived with someone who had just caught COVID-19. Those who had developed a memory bank of specific immune cells after a cold to help to prevent future attacks appeared less likely to get COVID. However, experts made it clear that no one should rely on this defense alone for protection against COVID-19, and vaccines remain key. But they believe their findings could provide useful insight into how a body's defense system can fight the virus. The experts caution that it would be a grave mistake to think that anyone who had recently had a cold was automatically protected against COVID-19, as not all are caused by coronaviruses. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.